You know what sparked the thought? Covino was talking about joining
I just sparked a bowl.
Covino was talking about joining a bowling league.
I heard that. I did hear that.
I was like, fuck, man. I was like, I wish I had time to do shit like that.
No, you have it. You have to make it and cut other shit out.
A lot of the shit I can't cut out, though. Like, this shit that we're doing.
Not until you cut it.
Fucking work. The other podcasts that I'm helping them chicks with.
Yeah.
All of Kennedy shit. Like, on last, what was it?
Bro.
Friday. I didn't know we were going out of town on Saturday. So Saturday we went to Phoenix, got home Sunday at like 9.
Yeah.
I had enough time to get Kennedy in the shower and then freaking down to bed. And I was like,
okay,
is that when I'm going to go to my bowling league? Fucking 10 o'clock at night, you know? And it was just like, but
no, you got to figure out a day that your lady can help you where she's not busy. You compromise. And well, first of all, you got to figure out the leagues, and you got to figure out, cause you don't get to choose the days you show up at a league. You got to show up on the days that the league has days. I tried to, when I was at Stizzy, I tried to do that. We tried to figure it all out where we could join a bowling league, because you really make a connection. The key for me is I love bowling, so you don't got to sell me on the bowling part.
Yeah.
Huh?
I do too.
I like bowling. I mean, I've been bowling since I was fucking 12 years old, 11 years old. I get down. I'll bowl left-handed, right-handed, spin, straight. What you want? I'll fucking two at a time. Come on, man.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, I know what we're going to do when you come down.
Fuck it. I'm good. No bumpers, though.
No, but I don't fuck with bumpers. What am I, a child?
Hey, I got this spin. We got the little fucker. Watch out, boy. My motherfucker.
My wrist is fucked up, but I'll wear a brace and we'll go bowling. Dog, so like, what day? Oh, actually, the day I got in town from your pad, I got in town. I picked up Kennedy from dance and I went to my brother's son's birthday party.
Okay.
And they were bowling.
So wouldn't that be your nephew?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
So
I went confused to my me for a second, bro. I'm like, huh?
Well, I didn't want you to think my sister had a kid, and then you're like, wait, I never heard about this or whatever. But yeah, so my brother's
gotcha. Birthday,
and fucking they had bowling and shit, you know. So I was like, I didn't bowl, but there was like if somebody like ran to the restroom or something, I just fucking would bowl for them. And I was like, fuck, man, this shit's fucking fun. I forgot how fun
bowling
is, you know.
You know what's crazy is like there's levels to this shit. So like when I fell in love with bowling, we were just little stoner ass kids smoking weed, joining bowling leagues. And the reason that we did it was there was this bowling alley called Rodeo Lanes, right? And they had these leagues that if you joined their summer league, you literally, bro, could go in there every day and pay like $1 to rent the shoes, and they would give you free lanes from like a certain time of day to a certain time of night before the actual real league started. So it was a way for us in the summer of eighth and ninth grade to really have somewhere to kick it and hang out for a fucking dollar a day and 10 bucks a week to be in the league.
You know, I was cracking up, Doc, because I'm driving home earlier and I'm thinking about Covino's bowling league, right? And I was like, I should get some, like, because I'm not, all right, like I just told you, I don't have no fucking time. But in my mind, I have time. So I was like, I'm joining a bowling league. I was like, I'm going to get some fucking bowling shoes. I was like, I'm going to cut off the sole off of them. I'm going to put those on some like Jordans or something.
Need some air pockets. Yeah, I mean, you must be slicker than worm sperm if you're going to do it.
I was like, I'm going to make some dope ass shit. Dog, because I mean, you look like you're just wearing some normal ass kicks, right? And you get down, like, hey, you can't have those shoes. You got to have bowling shoes. And I'm like, wapa, pull out my fucking shoe, right? And be like, oh,
right.
Oh yeah, you know?
Yeah, so, just fucking, you know what you could do is just get you some, like, some Air Force Ones and just put the sole of the bowling shoe so you can slide.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dog.
Go to the Goodwills and shit and get some bowling shoe soles. Have someone put them on the bottom of the Air Force Ones.
I need it, Doug, but I really need to, if I do want to, I want to try and make time for shit like that because I don't have really time around. I mean, besides this where we're kicking it and shit, but where I'm like, going out and doing shit. You know, I really don't have time to go out and fucking even have a drink with the homies and shit or whatever. So I'm like, if I make time, I think I'd get myself a bowling ball because, dog, I don't care how, if it's a 30-pound ball, my fucking big-ass, fat-ass sausage fingers, dog, are so...
No, you ain't going no 30s.
So
I'm 14 or 16.
I'm saying, dog, it doesn't matter. It could be a 50-pound ball. The fucking holes are
You have 50-pound balls?
No.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, it could be a 100-pound ball.
That's some big balls, bro.
And they're fucking, the holes are never big enough for my fingers. I have some big ass sausage fingers. So I need to make myself ball. That's
my, I got big pants.
And I need to fucking drill the holes, right? Make them a little bit bigger and fucking.
Just get them made. Get it customized.
I'm going to, dog.
That's what you got to do.
If you don't,
you can just put aftershow on the fucking, on the little inscription.
The aftershow, but bowling.
But bowling.
Yeah.
ASBB.
It could still be the aftershow bowl.
That league. Could be the league, bro. That could be the name of your team name in your league. You could give it a logo. You could have uniforms. Shit, come on, man. Don't stop.
You might be more on this than me. I don't know what the hell Andrew Fournier is talking about. He said, you guys ever candlepin bowl? It's popular in Maine and Massachusetts.
You know what? To be honest, I'm not going to bullshit you. I have never heard that term. What the hell is a candlepin bowl? So probably not, but unless we call something different out here.
Yeah. Kingpin. I remember that movie.
Yeah, I played a table football with a little paper and a triangle.
Yeah, I don't even know what candlepin
I don't either. Well, let's find out. That's what we got. Hey, Alexa, what is candlepin bowling in Maine or Massachusetts?
Candlepin bowling is a unique bowling experience that can be found in Maine or Massachusetts. It is a form of bowling that originated in the state and is characterized by the use of smaller pins and lighter balls compared to traditional bowling.
Smaller
pins. Oh, I'll beat someone's ass at that too. I ain't scared. Bring it. Yeah, let's do this shit. I'm down.
Smaller pins and lighter balls.
Yeah, that sounds dope too. No, I ain't never heard of it. Alexa just filled me in, but I'm down. I do it. Sounds dope.
Smaller balls. He said the size of a softball. That sounds fucking cool. I'd fuck that up.
You know what? I'm competitive. If it's the same concept, but you're just switching it up a little bit, let's rock.
Yeah, that sounds dope. It'd be better for me, dog, because I could fucking, then I can actually grip it and palm it or whatever.
Well, imagine the spin you would have. If you could spin a regular bowling ball, imagine the spin you could put on one of a softball. That motherfucker be doing fucking figure eights. Yeah. My shit would be like, bing, and all the fucking pants chatter out. That should be dope.
Yeah, fuck my background. Smaller scores.
Faster. That shit would be doper than Pfizer, I'm telling you.
Yeah, let me see. Dog, I haven't fucking taken my contacts off in like fucking like a week.
Well, don't have fucking five in one eye again.
They're not even fucking working.
What'd you double stack and she's like, it's got twice as good. Now my shit's perfect and perfect.
Oh, fuck.
He had two fucking contacts in one eye.
Yeah. Did we tell that story? Fucking
took out, I don't know, but
I had fucking three contacts.
Someone on TikTok told him if he did it, he'd see fucking X-ray vision and shit. He'd see skeletons.
I thought I was going to be seen through people and shit. I was like, oh, fucking Lou Dog.
Fucking TikTok, man.
Fucking Lou Dog's here. Hey, Doug. So I was
at Lou,
right? Or actually yesterday. And I was talking to one of the ladies at registration. She's cool, uh-huh. Right? So we're bullshitting. Oh, because they had a gang of lemons, right? Because we're fucking Mexican. So they had a big-ass thing of lemons. And I picked three up and I started juggling, right?
Okay. And she why'd you start juggling?
Because there was three lemons.
Just right fun?
There. All right. I just fucking grabbed three of them. And she was like, what the fuck? Because, I mean, I just, whatever. I can't juggle great, but better than somebody that doesn't know how, right? So yeah. I started juggling these three lemons. And she was like, hey, you came across my TikTok. And I was like, for real? And she was like, yeah. She's like, you and this other dude. She's like, you guys were doing a podcast. I was like, oh, for real? Sure. And I was like, so my current position, I'm in the, like, business office, like, doing finance and shit, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, I told her, hey, well, with my new position over there, I was like, I don't really advertise it. And she was like, oh, she's like, I feel you. And I was like, all right, cool. So
that's cool.
But yeah, but I mean, we're coming across people's random ass TikTok. So, and I don't have my phone number. I don't have anything listed that associates me to that fucking TikTok account, you know?
Right, right. That's dope, though. That is cool.
Yeah. So
I'm anyway, come up, yo.
Somebody just jumped on that actually used to own a bowling ball and bowling shoes. And I don't know if he was in the league, but Lou Dog.
Luis?
He used to fuck with bowling hard.
Yeah. Yeah, we fuck with bowling hard. Tip Dog's in the other room. If you want, maybe I could talk him into coming to tell the story where they held a meeting and kicked us out of the league.
For what?
Oh, we were fucking. It was like six fucking of us. No, but we were getting all loaded, and like we would intentionally throw the ball when the pin would crash during, like, we wouldn't do it during the league because we were trying to win the league. But like while we were there for the dollar, just renting the shoes, fucking around during the day, we were hitting the carts. We were and we were just doing a lot of shit. We were just too much. We were too much. And I think that it wasn't so much the league, because that's when we were well behaved, but it was during the week when we went there every day to fuck around that we were causing so much trouble. They just didn't want us hanging around the fucking bowling alley every day no more.
I fucking, was it this one? Yeah. All right. So, you know how I joked? I said you guys were fucking or whatever.
Yeah.
I know you don't watch Smut that has dudes in it, but
no.
This is what I can guarantee you, Doug. This, tell me this isn't the most.
Know
your.
You know audience. Why I don't watch that? Can I explain that for a minute?
Yeah.
Because I have the ability still, when it's just a chick by herself with no wiener, to just whatever people do with their smut and envision that it's them, I can still do it. I don't need to like see the male silhouette and like Snapchat cut out and stick my face on them. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. I can envision all that without someone else in the video.
Well, what I could tell you that very, very few of their listeners do is what Spot said. Now, what? I'm going to play this, dog. Tell me, isn't, dog, you're in freshman English class, right? What do they tell you? What's the first thing they tell you? Know your audience, right?
Okay.
So listen to this.
Well, I admit it. Sometimes you look at the guy more than the girl.
Okay, so you can't really hear because Covino's fucking singing over it. But Spot said, admit it. Sometimes you look at the dude more than the girl. He goes, because
I don't have that problem. We just talked about it.
But Doug, but listen, how watch.
Well, I admit it. Sometimes you look at the guy more than the girl.
He goes, but look at what?
He said,
look at what?
The dude. Because he goes, sometimes the girl's like, eh. And the guy's like, oh.
Well, because I don't look at dudes, I'm curious. Are you looking at his wiener? Are you looking at the dude? Like, what? I don't get it.
I don't know, what are you doing? Doug, but I could tell you this. Never has there been a chick and a dude, and I go, eh, oh, to the dude. Never. I don't care how she looks, and I don't care how he looks, Doug. I've never once been like, eh.
Let me do one better. I've never went and saw a dude in any shape or form in any situation anywhere at the grocery store, on TV. I don't know, at a party. Oh, Richie. No, I've never done that.
No.
Sorry, bro. Oh, I mean, and again, no judgment. If that's your deal, thumbs up to you.
Exactly, 100%. But the thing that throws me off is he says, admit it. I'm like, what? Admit a lie?
No, that's you're just trying to get something that makes you feel better about your decision.
Listen,
sometimes you look at the guy more than the girl.
Sometimes you look at the guy more than the girl. No, sorry, Spot. I gotta tell you, that's a no for me, dog.
Hey, if you go through my YouPorn or my history, it's gonna say solo girl, solo this, solo that. That's about it.
It's not gonna say girl, guy. Oh, it's not going to say that to you.
No. That's for me.
And I'm sure it was a little bit fucking, you know, he was like doing it kind of to get a rise out of people. Cause I think Spot kind of likes the attention and shit. So, I could see him doing that, but I was like, come on. Now.
Don't be mad at the kind that you get, you know, it's going to come in all shapes and sizes, that attention. It isn't just, that's the thing about attention is like people sometimes think they want attention, but it's like getting the wrong person on a Tinder profile, right? Like a whole bunch of attention could show up that you didn't want when you thought she was 5 foot and 110.
Yeah.
And six, you know what?
1 foot.
I'm just saying.
That wouldn't be.
I'm just saying, like you could be getting a 6 foot, 400 pound of attention too. You never know what kind of attention you're going to get. And I think Janelle used to say it best. Play silly games, you get silly surprises. Yeah,
play stupid games, get stupid prices. Right?
There you go. Okay, well, prices. That's even better.
Yeah. But, Doug, I don't know. I don't know. Spotty, did you have any clips that you wanted me to play or anything?
You got that shared album still or no?
I have the shared album. That's exactly where I played the one I just played. There's
you want to go right through here. Some of them?
It says,
hey, do you see? Hey, I got a question.
What up?
I don't know if you've seen my Instagram story, one of them today.
I haven't watched it today.
So, you know, I'll be trading people out there in the streets, cookies and crackers for whatever they got, coffee, chips, crackers, Red Bull, right? So the Red Bull cat hooked me up. And anyways, I drank a few of these Red Bulls. He gave me he gave me some sugar freeze and some peach ones or whatever, right? Well, I was sipping on this fucking Red Bull today. I was riding around with Tip Dog. We were going somewhere. And I'm sipping this motherfucker. It's a sugar-free. And you know how the sugar-free usually has this crazy-ass, like, sugar-free taste?
Yeah.
Motherfucker was gone. And I was like, wait a minute, what's cracking? You know, it don't even taste sugar-free. It just tastes like, I don't know, like maybe a synthetic Red Bull they make in a lab before they do all that funky-ass shit to it, you know?
Yeah.
And I look at the bottom of the can. That motherfucker expired in 22.
They got rid of all of that aspirin.
Hey, yeah, they did. I still got one more. I'm going to drink that bitch too. Don't think I'm not. If anything, it gave me more power.
Hey, there's a clip right here. And Andrew Fournier said, remember when Covino said, I need a dongle. I need some dongle in my action or whatever he said. I remember that because I had the show playing. I never forget. I was pumping gas, right? And I had my door open and I was listening to the show. This is back when they were on Sirius. So I'm right here, whatever. My fucking car radio is playing and it's like fucking. And Covino goes, I need a little dongle in my action or whatever, a dong in my action. And I go, oh, fuck, Doug, I'm pumping gas. People are what the fuck is this guy listening to? You know? So yeah. I never forget that one because I remember which Circle K I was at, Doug. I was like, and then I need a little dong in my. I was like, fuck. I was like,
I know this.
He's being facetious.
I know this.
Huh.
I think that they should start a side business as like Miss Cleo.
You know what, Doug? Did you hear the show?
You know why? You know why they should start that business?
Why?
Because they predicted this shit like Nostradamus years ago. They've been calling it a gaycation for fucking 10 years.
You know what? You're right.
Remember? And then it went to March Madness?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, somebody gets a little courage and says, hey, I'm going to be honest with everybody, right?
Or his lady made him.
Which I was going to say, they're going to play the episode next week. Next week, Covino and Rich are going to be off the air, but they have specials that they're going to play. One of them is going to be the spot coming out party, and they're going to do like a live reaction or some shit to it. But
speaking of,
what's up?
Where's Poly Talk, bro? How come we don't got no more of those? We ain't seen no Poly Talk actions for a while. How's Polyville?
We saw like three of those and then they just fucking ended, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. We're not, the excitement go away or what?
So I think I might have. Did you listen to the show today or no?
No, I did not.
I think I might have caused a little argument.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, let's see.
I'd love to give my shitty opinion.
So let me go ahead and fucking jump in right here. So they put up some plus tier episodes, right? If you have the plus tier shit, you mm-hmm. can hear their interview with Carl Weathers. You can hear they had a segment when they went to Steve Ward's house and Covino left his couch all dirty. They had a couple of things they put on. So
from the die.
So I jumped in the page and I was like, hey, you guys should check out the plus tiers, whatever, whatever. And then let's hear where the argument began between the guys.
We talk about what we were thinking leading up to it and the aftermath. Rich Spot shows his penis. Yeah.
So that's going to be worth watching.
Yeah. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Watch.
Documentaries of Covino and Rich, right? Let's just leave it at that.
Old school.
Things you haven't seen in a minute.
Footage.
So again, that's next week while we're away. Thank you for checking that out. But I highly urge you to check out these specials because I think they're great. And it's something we haven't done before, like a look back live reaction thing. I think you're really going to enjoy that. There's also new content up, right, Spot? I want to thank Daniel Javier Feats for promoting that. I should be thanking Spot. I thank you, Daniel Javier Feats. So Spot uploaded content. It's beyond meat. And it baffles me how you take the time to upload stuff.
But don't promote it.
That is like so... Ethanine.
The people that have access so to it get alerted about it, though.
That's like baking a cake and not offering any.
No,
yeah. Like, it's like, I just paid. No, I just did.
Spot, can I give you but an example? Like you'll never
get it. I don't get you. Like, I don't want to fight about it, but like you're
different.
You do great work and your execution stinks.
But it's like me baking you a cake and you sitting and eating the cake and enjoying the cake.
Bro,
but you not
if you
telling
take
your
the
mom,
time to do something, promote.
You're not telling your mom that I baked you a cake.
Different ideologies. You're wrong or right, depending on how you look at it.
He's wrong.
But I agree with you. I'm saying, for instance, you would think we said enough and clear. Friday, March 15th, we're going to be doing our show for Fox Sports Live in Nashville. So if you want to hang, it's a free event. You don't need to do anything. Just show up at the Graduate Hotel. We're going to do a show in Nashville.
Let's go, bro.
Friday, March 15th. Can I tell you the right. DMs I get? Like, where do I have to buy a ticket? Fucking clearly said. And I appreciate you wanting to come, but I like you
there,
think
there might be an RSVP that you have to click. We don't have that link yet.
What you need to do is just assume that people are busy and they're not really paying attention. You have to spoon feed them.
So in other words, Spot uploaded new content for Tier Plus subscribers. It's the story of us at Steve Ward's house, apparently. I only know this because Daniel Javier Fitz was talking about it on social media. But
so they were on Spot. They're getting on Spot for that. So yeah.
Well, he you know what? I mean, and I'm going to be straight with this. Like, this isn't even a direct thing at Spot.
Yeah.
We can all... Everyone in their everyday life, especially with their passion, it's kind of like we talked about with Bowen. You could figure it out if you really wanted to. Hey, mom, I want to do this twice a week. I got this responsibility with Kennedy. Can you give me an hour and a half, you know, just for 9 weeks? Everyone can figure something out. So we can always all be better. He can obviously put in the extra work. He can make all the excuses in the whole wide world. But for me, the reason they don't work for me is it's like that might bring them more money. His extra promotion might lead to more views and more subscriptions and more clicks and more opportunities. Like, if you guys are a three-way partnership, that's part of your role. You're not the on-air personality. You're the dude that should be doing this shit.
That was part of my post was because I go, the people that don't have it, right? They don't have to, because Spot's argument was the people that have it get notified, which we did. Which is why I knew about it. 100%. Cool. You're right. However, the people that don't have it, let them know it's out there. Let them know there's new plus tier shit. Because by me posting that, and then Andrew Fournier and fucking a couple of other people started chiming in. I think Andrew Sims. Oh, yeah, that fucking story about Steve Ward. I forgot about that. This and this. Boom, 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 boom. A conversation starts going. Now the people that don't have it are like, fuck, did I ever hear that Steve Ward? Ah, fuck, I don't know. Maybe it gets one or two more fucking people for the month.
But you build, but you keep, it's a build. It's a build.
So that's why I'm like, I don't know.
Well,
but
I do know. I'm no professional by any means, and I am definitely no Spot, okay? It is what it is. I got some audio and some engineering, some recording background. Been in a lot of studios, been whatever, but I'm not Spot. Spot does this every day, all day, 40 hours a week. With that being said, that stupid, silly intro you fucking played at the beginning of the show took me a total of 13 minutes. Yeah. How hard is it going to take Spot to just share something on his socials? Two?
Mm-hmm.
It's what he does all day. I mean, he's quick at it. I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was just something that I was kind of like, I don't know. Spot was too happy about that. But, and then it was funny because I had, you know, on the post, mm-hmm. Spot went and Covino liked it. Rich liked it. And then freaking Spot
was pissed.
He put an angry face on it. So I'm like, why are you angry? Because I'm promoting your shit. Okay. Cool story, dude. Like, I mean, I was just fucking trying to promote your shit. I didn't, you know?
Yeah. No. I think, you know, and this is my final word on it, guaranteed for me at least, is that what's up, Andrew Sims? That's his strengths.
Mm-hmm.
For the three of them, Rich balances out Covino because Rich is the talk a lot one. Covino doesn't talk as much well in public and chatty and with bosses, and they all balance each other out. They're both great on air personalities, and Scott's Spot, you know, contributes to that.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Go ahead.
But his strength is production and. You know, I just whatever. I'm done. I think he should do more. I think he absolutely should. That's his strength. Their strengths is in other areas. Plus, they post shit too.
Rich Canada.
It's not like they don't post shit on their socials. They do.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. So Covino got after Rich the other day because Rich had posted something. I forget what it was about the show. Right. And Covino goes, hey, how about you share this to the show page, too? Because they have a Covino and Rich page.
Right.
Not a fucking call.
And Covino page. Does both. A lot of times he'll share it to Covino, Rich, and Covino, right?
Yeah. Doug, if you follow both of them, sometimes you are like, it's a little redundant because I see it on Covino's story and I see it on the Covino and Rich story. But you know what? I would much rather see that than not see shit or only see it on Covino's story. You know, when I see it on the Covino and Rich story too, I'm like, oh, hell yeah. I'm like, because I know it's more promotion, right? So I just don't understand. I mean, I don't know, Doug.
I do. I know. Let me explain it to you. Because there's not a lot, like people that like the show, like you have to, not you, but people have to realize, or at least maybe Spot has to realize that not everybody likes Covino as they like, as much as they like Rich, and not everybody likes Rich as much as they like Covino. So you might have listeners that maybe don't like Rich and only follow Covino and maybe the show page, but they don't follow Rich Davis. You know, I know for myself, like I follow Rich Davis, but I can't say I've always followed Rich Davis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I do now. And like, you know, and for the last few years I have been, but I mean, there was times where I just followed like the show page and then I followed Covino and you know what I mean? And then when I went and seen them in LA, Spot was hella cool. So I was like, well, fuck, I'll fuck with Spot. You know what I mean? And then, I don't know. So anyways, they should all share it because maybe someone's just Covino Rich and Rich heavy. Not Spot or Covino and you know, vice versa, switch the other way.
Yeah. I don't even remember where I was going. But you know what? There was a clip that you posted in the thing and it was 54 seconds. You put, would you watch your buddy and his wife if they had an OnlyFans? Okay. Let's hear what you put. Oh, that's downloading. My bad.
But that probably wouldn't happen.
If I just found out, I probably wouldn't. No, because I'd be like,
wouldn't be curious.
I'd be curious. Of course I would. I just don't think I'd cross that line with somebody like
Rich.
I gotta work.
Chris,
you know
if you
I
start
mean?
OnlyFans, I would subscribe and watch.
Oh, thank you.
We're here to support.
Oh, I heard that clip. So you said, would you watch your buddy and his lady?
If I had an OnlyFans and I don't care, she was the baddest chick on the planet. Yeah. Baddest. Let's just say I don't know who's super that chick from Good Doctor. With the green eyes.
Okay.
That black okay. Chick. If I was married to her and me and her had an OnlyFans page, are you subscribing? If you are subscribing, are you open about it? Or are you even worse doing it on the low?
I don't know, Doug. Okay. Cause a lot of my friends, Doug, I'll be honest, they're a lot like J-Rock. You know, J-Rock, yeah. Like, hey, look at my tits. A lot of my friends are like that. So I don't know.
Okay, but even like that, there's still levels to the shit. So like J-Rock, it's one thing for you to walk in his house and him fucking have her chick show you her tits, but would you want to see her pussy on an OnlyFans video?
Kind of. I don't know.
See, and I'm different because you know what the thing is like, it said the girl and her friends. Now, if J-Rock's wife had her own OnlyFans page and I'm at J-Rock's house and I've seen her tits four times, you're damn right I'm going to check out her page. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to have to sacrifice to see J-Rock's penis to do so.
I don't know, dog.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I got to have one of my friends get an OnlyFans then, and then we'll see how that scenario goes. Because I don't know. I honestly don't know. Because I could say, like, you know what? Actually, I got an answer.
Okay.
A lot of people I know have OnlyFans accounts.
And that group you run with.
I've never.
We all got scratch or what?
I've never once went to go check out their shit, even if they're bad. If they're, you know. So I'm like.
Because, well, we started this show for me, and you asked me, you said, hey, you don't even like to watch.
Yeah.
Fucking adult shows unless the chick's by herself. So I mean, I guess you guys got my answer. I mean, if she was on her own and like, because I wouldn't do it to be creepy, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I wouldn't do it. I don't think I would go behind someone's back and just look at their OnlyFans. But like, if like you said, I seen the tits a couple of times or they're flirting all the time or something crazy, and they're by themselves, I might fucking slide them 5 or 10 shanks to check it out.
And see, the thing is, though, dog, is that I know of whoever, but honestly, it's kind of like, I kind of figured she would. But, it, you know, so it was just kind of like, whatever. I don't know. So I don't know. I guess that's my answer then, because it's been. But the only thing is, they're not like 100% my friends. They're maybe friends of people that I associate with or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, your camera went off.
Oh, shit.
But I got something for you, too. And it's kind of off top.
Okay, go ahead. We
because I've been noticing that Rich Davis has been mentioning a lot lately about enjoying this time with his kids, because he knows that his daughter at some age is going to become a young adult, because he's watching Covino's daughter do it.
4 to 14 is the age they said.
Right. And you, it depends on the, but you know what though? I've been around and helped raise 7 kids.
The Brady
Bunch. 7 kids.
The Kukui Bunch.
Yeah, bro. And so I will say this, each individual one of them is a little bit different too.
Yeah.
Some want nothing to do with you when you're 12, and you might get some of them to 20.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It depends on the kid. And then it's not like there's pressure in the house. They all kind of did their different things. So it just depends. But I will say this, like, you have to look at it. I looked at it from multiple different ways. Like, for me, it was a long-ass thing because they weren't all the same age, so it wasn't just 14 years and boom, you're done. It stretched for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But with that being said, I think you have to embrace it, because as you pull back, the more you pull back, the more growth occurs.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they're becoming an individual and a little human, and like, they're having – the more you pull back, the more responsibility you're forcing them to have.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think you should appreciate the shit out of it until it's gone. And again, there's not really a number on that, but once you start to feel it, I don't think you should pressure and make them feel guilty, because your own insecure feelings, you should encourage that growth, because the sooner they do start to be an individual and get responsible, in my opinion, the better shot they're going to have at being successful at life. The longer you baby them and you know, pretend that this fake world exists where they're this precious little being because they're your precious little being. They're nobody in the world's really precious being outside of some aunties and some uncles and some family members and some dudes that like them or some chicks that like the kid. You know what I mean? So, but it's a good growth period. And I think at that point too, as an adult, that's when you start to get your free time back. So you kind of work for that point. Like, don't ruin your moment either, because now you're not smothered as much. Like, when they're little, they're everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I live here in Lompoc, and it's almost like when Elon launches once a week. It's like the separation of the rocket, bro.
Oh, okay.
You know?
So metaphorical life. You know what? Speaking of life, I'm going to send Rich something.
What?
Next, like, month.
I'm going to send him.
I can't.
Cookies?
I was smothered until college. I had to learn a lot from 18 to 22. You know what, Andrew? I agree. I've been trying to, now this is Luis. I've been trying to enjoy every little second of my baby girl. She's already turning into a teenager, and she's barely going to be 6 this year. I feel you 100%, 150%. Yeah, it's crazy, but what Andrew said, I was smothered until college. I was fucking. You want to know how fucking smothered? I don't want to say smothered, but I guess like babied and kind of looked out for or whatever I was. Is that Kennedy goes, I told you, remember you were like, oh, did you get a tattoo? Kennedy goes, Daddy, does Nana know? And I go, does Nana know? I go, fuck, I don't know. I the other day she mentioned something. She goes, did she get mad? I'm fucking 36 years old. I was like, what the fuck do you mean? You know, so I'm with you.
Well, I'll tell you what that means. Kids are very observant. And that obviously it tells you the type of relationship she views that you have with your mom.
Yeah. Then she goes, did Nana spank you? Right after.
Now, like, she might just be being smarty pants, but
yeah, now she's being a smart ass. But but yeah, I don't know. It's fucking funny. It's a trip though. Yeah, I I feel, and I, you know what? I take a lot of this, like you said, there's been 8 kids, you know, in your life, you know, and I only have one. So I look at people like you that have been through, you know, from birth to adulthood with the child, and you know, and that's,
you know, it's a trip though, bro. And I hate to say it, but I went from one when she was 4.
Yeah.
To 4 of them that ranged all the way to 11. And yeah, it was a whole fucking different world, bro.
Yeah.
It was a whole different world. Taking care of one kid is one thing. But imagine if you had 3 others with because you can't exclude them. And if they're all in one house, they all want to stay active. Bro, there was a time where 2 were in cheerleading and 2 were in soccer. And they would do the other shit, baseball. And yeah, bro, it was like.
I can't imagine that, dog. That's.
And the 2 older ones were a year and a half within age. And the 2 younger ones were a year and a half within age. So when they did do soccer, usually they were both under 7 at the same time or under 12 at the same time. So at least like they kind of went in pairs. So it wasn't like you're doing 4 different individual things. But yeah.
Yeah, that's still a lot, though. I mean,
the girls play basketball.
Managing the 4 children, it doesn't matter how many activities they're in. There's 4 different personalities. I mean, even if you have 2 going to the same thing, one's probably going to be a little more prepared. One's probably going to be a little, you know,
let me tell you, the oldest one was the quietest and the youngest one was the quietest and they were pleasers. Mm-hmm. The 2 in them, the second youngest one didn't give a fuck until the day I left. Didn't give a fuck. Ditched school. Just did what he wanted. He did not care. And then the second girl, she almost didn't care either. So you had 2 that just were just wild, did whatever they kind of wanted. And then 2 that didn't, but it kind of balanced. So it was, you know,
It is what it is. When you think about that nature versus nurture shit, because a lot of people like a lot ever since like
good my, night, Andrew.
All I have is my daughter to go off of. But ever since she was a little kid, you know, she's only 7. But ever since she was like 2 or 3, she had a lot of her personality already developed. You know what I'm saying? The way she is, the way she, you know, it's crazy how they're going to be who they're going to be. You know, you can, you know, try your best and alter their, or I don't say alter, but guide them as much as you can. But they like you, Doug, think about, like you said, you were like in boarding school and shit and fucking, and you're
not boarding school, but I went to a couple group homes for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So like,
I went to 3 group homes, bro. But that was all, you know what it was? It was all shit I did. To be honest with you, it was not a reflection of my parents.
Yeah.
It was an absolute reflection of my environment, because anybody that knows my dad knows my pops was the coolest motherfucker on the planet. Like, he was cool. He was there for us. Like, my pops was the shit. I feel like I had the best pops ever. You know what I mean? So it had nothing to do with him or my mom. We were wild. We did some wild ass shit growing up. And I thought I was 21 when I was 14 and I had scratch and I was doing what I wanted and I was renting cars in the hood. And like, I just did. We did what we wanted to do. You know what I mean? It's like, so anyways, it was different back then.
And see, part of me, I think like Andrew said, he was smothered. I think part of me being sheltered is that my family knew a lot of the shit that was like going on around and shit. So they were extra cautious. And then that was them and how they were parenting. But then on top of that, I was a little bitch and I didn't want to get in trouble. So kind of, you know what I'm saying? So I could have been like, dog, like my cousins and fucking, they were like, fuck it, I'm gonna get my ass beat, but I don't give a fuck, I'm gonna go out or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They're like, I'll deal with the consequences then. Me, I was like, if I could avoid this shit, fuck it, I'll just stay in here and learn a Backstreet Boys dance, you know?
See, and like Rudy Garcia was one of my best homies growing up, and all his older brothers were like, they were feared. They were feared like in the area. Like, everyone's scared of Gordo, Robert, Lewis, Angel. Like, no one wanted to funk with them. And so they were his older brothers. So we all wanted that same respect. You know what I mean? So like, we would try to just get respect and do what we had to do to get it as youngsters too. But that was like the ultimate goal, where we're so fucking badass, like Robert and Gordo and fucking Lewis, that no one could tell us shit.
Mm-hmm.
Even our parents, you know what I mean? Like, they're just, you know, they're gonna leave us the fuck alone.
Yeah, no, 100%.
And I just did what I wanted, bro. I was on home studies, like, you know, I graduated on home studies at Fred C. Wills Community Center. And I was talking to someone on the Covino Rich chat the other day, and they knew where it was from. Huh?
I seen that.
Yeah, so he knew where it was at. About
Melody going to like Eazy-E's high school and shit, and then you were chiming in. I see.
Yeah. Well, because that shit's gated too. You're not getting back there. There's bars, bro. They're like 8 foot, 10 foot bars. You're not getting in there after five.
Yeah. You know what though? And it's funny.
And I was always the one getting you guys loaded. You guys were still good kids, and like your parents didn't know, but like you'd hang out with me and come back with red eyes.
Yeah, well, fuck it. It's funny because Andrew Sim says, I didn't want to deal with the parents, so I just said fuck it. You know, he minded his P's and Q's and shit. And that was the same where my buddy Nico was telling me one time. Well, yeah, fucking. He was like, dude, we were just some good kids. Like we didn't give our parents a hard ass time. Like, but I think, you know, it was just kind of, we were all kind of similar, you know, we weren't fucking it was just, I don't know. It's crazy though, because I think, you know, I think a lot of the Covino and Rich listeners though are pretty much like, I feel like they're a lot of the like same, you know, we might have had some similar upbringings, a little different, a little whatever, but I feel like overall the listeners are pretty like good people, good adults, you know what I'm saying?
They are.
And there's some people that, you know, you fucking annoy you, but I feel like overall they're pretty good people, you know, whether you like them or not. And
no, absolutely.
It says a lot about Covino and Rich, because Doug, there's a lot of there's shows that have followings like fucking what are they, the fucking there's like Louis J. Gomez and fucking these people that fucking I forget what they call their shit, but I feel like they have a lot of pieces of shit that are their fans. So I'm glad to be like a Covino and Rich fan, because I feel like you're
part of a good group.
Somebody, you know, somebody's a Covino and Rich fan, you're like, oh, you know what, because Covino and Rich aren't fucking doing this crazy ass drug shit. They're not fucking, you know, being fucking bad to their women or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They're just
right. Guys.
And I feel like if you follow them, you're kind of on a similar path.
No, for sure.
That's why I dig them, you know?
You know, and like even for me, like I was wild growing up and I didn't care, but I have really good friends. And like, to be honest, like those are still the friends that I'm friends with. And you don't stay friends with people like that for 30 years if they're bad dudes.
And
you know, and they all like Covino and Rich too. You know what I mean? Like they all tune in, because we grew up, like, even though I didn't live the same life as those cats, I mean, I was the tree guy, you know. So I knew all those cats. You know, I was cool with them. We smoke with them all the time.
You know, this is speaking of which. So I a couple of weeks ago, you know, I pull up to Kukui's house, and he's like, "Hey, bro, just pull in the driveway, right?" I don't know where the fuck I am. I'm in Lompoc. I don't know what this is. I pull into this neighborhood, Legion of Skanks. That's right. Thank you, Luis. I'm driving, and fucking Kukui hits me up. "Hey, just pull into the driveway." I was like, "All right. This is a nice neighborhood." And I was like, "I don't want to pull into the wrong driveway and then fucking have some old ass white man walk out and be like, 'Hey, buddy, you know, what are you doing in my driveway?' or whatever." And I was like, and I pulled up, and then I see Kukui. I was like, "Oh, fuck, thank God." But no, but I'm saying, like, says a lot, you know. You fucking might have done A, B, or C growing up, but fucking, yeah, you fucking, you're doing all right for yourself, 100%.
Well, you went to work with me, even. You seen what I? You seen how I rock?
Yeah.
Hey, we went to fucking Fuco and a couple WalMarts.
The world's smallest Mexicans, Doc.
In Fuco.
Oh fuck! I've been telling that story every chance I get. I'm like, they're like Oaxacans, and they're like 5'2".
I got a funny one too.
Doc, today I dropped the fucking story about today I dropped the story about when we saw little kids. They're like 7 and we're all 35 years old, you know. They were all fucking little.
Ugh. Bro, check this out. You want to hear something funny? So the cat, he's a receiver at Walmart, right? And he's hella cool. And he's seen my bag, said Kukui. So he calls me Kukui and everything, right? And he's hella cool. So we're always exchanging little words and shit in Spanish, you know what this and you're that. So I was over there one day, and he goes, "Yeah, he's a chaparro." And I go, "What? A fucking chaparro?" And I go, "What's that?" And he goes, "Like a little person."
Like a chaparrito, yeah.
And then Mito told me that's the enano, right? And enano is the same shit, right? And so he tells me this, like, he's kind of talking shit, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm going to talk shit with him. And I look at him, and I was like, "Well, in Fresno, you know what they call that?" And he goes, "What?" I go, "Oaxacan." And he looked at me, he goes, "I'm Oaxacan." I was like, "Sorry, bro, sorry."
Oh, that's funny.
Because it's funny, because all the girls, when they're talking shit, like, when they're, there's a lot of girls there, like, when they're trying to really, like, you know, talk a little shit, that's the one they'll throw out, is the Oaxacan.
You know what? Reinhardt says that he stopped listening to The Fighter and the Kid in a group, a podcast. And I don't want to say I completely stopped listening, but I don't listen to The Fighter and the Kid as much as I did. I do listen to Brendan Schaub's Schaub Show every Monday because he recaps UFC and fighting and shit. And I think it's cool. I just lost a little bit of interest in T-Fat K. So there's, and again, I go back to, it's, I feel like it's more real with Covino and Rich. We know what's going on in their lives, you know, and The Fighter and the Kid and shit, you do kind of know what's going on in their lives, but it's just not as like personal as Covino and Rich. And I think that's what I dig, the relationship with, you know?
And the only one that really adds a little bit of fluff to the story is Rich. And, you know, he's not like a bullshitter, but Covino don't really bullshit. So, you know, it's also, you're getting the real deal too. They're not just making bullshit up out of their asshole for clickbaits.
Yeah. You know,
what's up with Smut? Is it coming or no?
What do you mean?
The Smut show. I love Smut, they said. Is it coming back?
Oh, yeah. Rich said they're coming back, I think, next week. They're going to
have
some shit, yeah.
Good. About time.
But I'm gonna have to wrap this shit up, Doug.
Okay.
I maybe we can jump on later this week if we can. If not, fucking cool. We'll see you guys. But we appreciate you guys jumping in. You know, Andrew Fournier, Luis, Andrew Sims, fucking Carl Reinhart, and the other 500,000 people we have right now on live
on the moon.
So after show, but later. El Kakui, do you have any parting words before we bounce today?
Just that new segment again, but no.
All right. Well, we'll leave you guys with that after show, but later, episode number 231. We will see you guys later. On the road to the riches, because it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul, grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heaven.